Today is Thursday, November the 15th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. In Psalm 104, we have learned that God is great. The Lord is majestic. The Lord is sure and sovereign. I mean, just look at the fact that the earth has never been knocked off of its axis. The psalmist now gazes out over the earth and takes notice that all of creation has all that it needs to be sustained. Bless the Lord because of the care He provides. Listen to what it says, Psalm 104, verses 10 and 11. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. How many of you have children in college? Do you ever lay on your bed wondering what they are doing, worrying about them? Do they have enough money to buy food? Will they figure out how to do laundry? I remember my first year in college, I would receive a care package at least once every other week from my mom or my grandmother for the first few months. And in that care package, there would be homemade cookies, a roll of quarters for the washing machine in the dorm room, and a host of other stuff. And I know it was probably a result of them worrying or fretting about me. And why did they do that? Because they cared about me. Well, now let me ask you this. When was the last time you were laying in your bed, talking with your spouse about all of your cares and concerns, and then you sat up in your bed and you said, "I wonder if the wild donkeys got plenty to drink today." Has that ever happened? Probably not. Why? Because we don't care that much about wild animals, especially wild donkeys. But God does. And the psalmist is showing us through these next few verses that God's care is extensive. But not only is His care extensive, it's also satisfying. I remember when my wife and I were in the hospital about to have our first son. We had this one nurse who was supposed to be taking care of us, and she just kind of made us feel nervous and anxious. She was just a little too eager, and so we finally asked one of the head nurses if we could have somebody else. Sometimes the care you receive is not all that great. But then after we had our first son and we were in the postpartum floor, we had a nurse that was amazing. Whenever you have a baby, you get some sort of medicine that just kind of makes you go crazy with itching. And I remember my wife would be in tears because her back itched so much. But this nurse was so careful to take care of Christy that she would come in late at night and she would sit Chris up in her bed and rub lotion on her back. And well, we ended up buying her a gift just to show her how much we appreciated her. Now you tell me, when you read verses 11 through 16, what kind of care does the creation think God provides? It says that the birds sing among the branches. It says that God grows the grass for the livestock and that He produces oil for man's face and bread for his body, and the trees are watered abundantly. Coming underneath the care that the Lord provides is all satisfying. It's not always comfortable, but ultimately, it is always satisfying. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages, in 121 countries, and to a potential audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.